Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1237. No Time Wasted. 6 Ways Boredom Can Stimulate Productivity, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. And welcome back to another Monday here on OWD. I hope your week's off to a great start so far. And I'll keep this intro nice and short for you today as we ease into the week. And we'll get right to the post from Laura and optimize your life. No Time Wasted, 6 Ways Boredom Can Stimulate Productivity, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. Quote, "Boredom always precedes a period of great creativity," end quote. Robert M. Persig, American writer and philosopher. Productive people hate boredom, so they tend to go find things to do when nothing's happening, sometimes even when they ought to be resting. We all know people who eat at their desks, don't take vacations, and never seem to take a coffee break. We often call them workaholics, but maybe they just find inactivity boring. Even the best-adjusted worker who dutifully follows her to-do list and takes the break she needs to stay energized and happy sometimes struggles with boredom. Some people call boredom a productivity killer, and with the whole world at our fingertips to distract us, it certainly can be. But I've noticed something interesting. Boredom doesn't always kill productivity. In fact, it can boost productivity instead. The savvy worker leverages boredom to enhance her work life, propose new ideas for her organization, free up her thinking, and boost her output. Here's how boredom can make you more productive. 1. Daydreaming helps you think better. According to a recent study, daydreaming, a common result of boredom, positively affects creativity, planning, and similar mental functions. Researchers stimulated their subjects' frontal lobes, the part of the brain behind your forehead, to cause their minds to wander. This freed up their thought processes, multiplying their inner thoughts and leading to new ideas. 2. Boredom stimulates creativity. If you have nothing to do except twiddle your thumbs, one effective thing you can do is think. You can look at tasks more closely than ever before, consider new ways to speed your workflow, brainstorm, or process ideas you've nurtured in the back of your mind. You don't even have to be inactive for this to work. If your mind wanders while automatically processing a simple, boring task, you may still boost your capability for creative thinking. And don't the best ideas always seem to come when you're doing something else? That's why many creative people keep a notebook with them at all times, even in the bathroom for those shower epiphanies. 3. Boredom boosts mindfulness. Boredom keeps you focused on the present moment, giving you the opportunity to reconsider your thinking process. If nothing else arises, take the opportunity to meditate briefly, think about your work, and then move forward to a new task while maintaining that sense of healthy mindfulness. 4. Boredom usually releases stress. Like any period of inactivity, boredom helps you relax and recharge, even when you don't want or intend to. This is especially true when you unplug. Of course, that may also make you anxious enough to find something to do, see number 5, and may reveal an acute case of nomophobia, a fear of being without your smartphone. No, this is not a joke. So even if a spate of boredom doesn't help you decompress, it may help you anyway if your first instinct is to reach for your phone. 5. Boredom may make you proactive. It's much more productive to find something useful to do instead of playing Candy Crush, even if you're stuck in a line or cooling your heels at the airport. Look for a daily task you can get ahead on or a whenever task you've wanted to do for a while. If you're at your office, see your manager and ask for something to keep you busy. If you have nothing else to do, see if you can help a coworker with a little of their work. But make them aware you'll have to give it back when your manager assigns you something new or when an expected task flows down the workflow pipe to you. And 6, boredom makes you more likely to take risks. Suppose you find you really have nothing to do, no one needs help, and your manager doesn't have any new tasks right away. The normal round of housekeeping tasks will start again tomorrow, and you'll probably have some expected tasks flowing in too. What do you do until then? Well, rather than go home and be completely unproductive, try something new. This is especially important if your organization rewards initiative instead of punishing it. If nothing else, you'll learn whether or not a new idea works, and learning may be your greatest weapon against boredom. Problems to challenges. Most of us know how to reframe problems as challenges. Well, dealing with boredom is just another problem, and a minor one at that. When you reframe it as a challenge, I'll bet you can beat it within 10 minutes. There's always something worthwhile to do somewhere. You just listened to the post titled, No Time Wasted, 6 Ways Boredom Can Stimulate Productivity, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Laura, who is an award-winning keynote speaker and the best-selling author of 8 books. So she's obviously known as the productivity pro for good reason. Her engaging personality, combined with over 25 years of experience helping organizations achieve results, have made her one of the most sought-after experts and keynote speakers in her field. Laura has been featured in publications including the New York Times, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, Entrepreneur, and Forbes magazine, and has been a spokesperson for Microsoft, Danone, 3M, Office Depot, Xerox, and more. And if that wasn't enough, her client list includes top Fortune 500 companies, including Starbucks, Walmart, Bank of America, GM, Wells Fargo, and Time Warner, plus government agencies as well, like the United States Air Force Academy, the Census Bureau, the U.S. Senate, and the IRS. So there is a lot to learn from her, so come on by theproductivitypro.com for a lot more. She's got her videos, books, store, newsletter, and blog all there on the site, and again, that's theproductivitypro.com. But that's going to wrap things up for today. I hope you are enjoying your Monday out there and that you enjoyed the post as well. So I will see you right back here tomorrow, and that is where your optimal life awaits.